Republicans are fast on the attack. At a Washington press conference, ranking House Budget Committee member and Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan called the plan insidious and one that would inflate government. Ryan added that the tax increases Mr. Obama outlined in his proposal would hurt small businesses.
And we're saying going in this recession, we're going to raise taxes on the engines of economic growth and job creation in America. That's what's so galling about this budget. The notion that you raise taxes on the people who are most likely to create jobs in a recession. It just boggles our mind that they would actually try and pursue this sort of an economic agenda at this very time.
Ryan also attacked the president's call for increased health care coverage, saying the U.S. already spends a lot on health care compared to other countries. But Democrats like Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold call Obama's plan a refreshing change from the Bush administration. Feingold says it'll address the country's critical problems, adding it just needs to go further in balancing the budget by targeting earmarks and adding the line item veto. Federal lawmakers will continue to haggle over the details of Obama's plan as it moves through Congress. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.